Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a pretty massive stack of documents today, the 2024-25 annual report from the Western Cape's Department of Economic Development and Tourism.
Yeah, DEDAT for short.
Right. And our mission today is really to unpack how this regional government plans to aggressively grow its economy to R1 trillion by 2035.
Right, using their growth for job strategy.
Exactly. But, you know, reading through all this, a really strange analogy came to mind, because usually we think of the private sector as the driver of this, like, high-speed economic sports car.
Yeah.
And the government is just sitting in the passenger seat, you know, occasionally yanking the emergency brake.
Slowing everything down.
Right. But what if the government isn't trying to drive the car at all? What if instead they're the paving crew, like just filling potholes, flattening the gravel, and clearing the roads so private businesses can just accelerate?
Oh, I like that. And it actually fits perfectly, because if you look at their growth for jobs strategy, they explicitly state that the private sector creates the jobs. The state's role is purely to be the ultimate enabler. So practically, that means looking at where the friction is for businesses and, well, eliminating it.
Right. So let's look at that friction. The report highlights their red tape reduction unit, which, and this is wild, they successfully resolved 87% of business support cases.
It's a huge number. And they're practicing this internally, too. The department actually pays its own suppliers in an average of just 17 days.
Wow.
Yeah, which is way below the standard 30-day target.
Yeah.
It creates this highly frictionless environment.
Yeah.
And you really see the results over at Westgrove, you know, their trade and investment agency. They secured our $14.6 billion in investments.
That's massive.
Projected to create over 11,700 new jobs.
Okay, I have to stop you there for a second.
Sure.
Because reducing red tape is, you know, it's a classic political talking point. Hmm. Paying invoices in 17 days is great. But is answering emails faster really enough to attract almost our $15 billion in investments?
Well,
I mean, there has to be more to it than just bureaucratic time save, right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. It's about preemptive problem solving, not just reacting to complaints. Take the Elwindle Strategic Biodiversity Offset Project that's mentioned in the report.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
It is, yeah. But basically, normally, if a developer wants to build on a massive piece of land, they have to spend years, and I mean millions, doing environmental impact studies.
Right, just to prove they won't destroy a local ecosystem.
Exactly. And those approvals can stall a project indefinitely.
So what did the government do differently here?
They went in first. The government actually mapped the ecological red zones themselves. They created a pre-approved development blueprint for this massive area in Mossel Bay.
Wait, they did the homework for the developers?
Yes. By handling all that sensitive environmental compliance up front, they handed developers a totally clean slate. They eliminated the primary regulatory risk.
Wow, okay.
And that directly enabled an estimated R15 billion local investment.
So they are taking on the upfront risk so the businesses don't have to. But, you know, R1 trillion economy requires industries that don't even exist yet. They've cleared the road for today's businesses, but how do they prepare for traffic that isn't even on the road?
Right, the future stuff.
Yeah. Looking at their economic strategy, it really resembles like a perfectly balanced investment portfolio. You've got your reliable blue chip stock paying immediate dividends, and then you have your high growth tech startup.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. The traditional tourism sector is absolutely that blue chip stock. I mean, it's booming and providing immediate economic fuel.
Right.
Just look at the Cruise Cape Town initiative. That alone injected our $1.32 billion into the regional GDP this past season.
That's incredible.
And supported nearly 2,000 jobs. It's very reliable and steady.
And then you have the high growth tech startups. This is where they're aggressively pushing into future-proof industries.
Right. So for instance, Freeport Saldanha is evolving into a major green hydrogen hub.
Okay.
And they aren't just talking about it. They're actively facilitating negotiations with four different project developers in their pipeline.
Wow.
Meanwhile, over at the Atlanta Special Economic Zone, they are physically testing futuristic infrastructure, like solar paving slabs that generate power and road surfaces made entirely from recycled plastic.
You know, when you read a regional report like this, it can feel very abstract, just numbers on a page.
Yeah.
But this is the exact machinery that decides the reality of your daily life.
Totally.
It dictates if a new factory opens in your town, bringing jobs, or if, you know, your side hustle gets buried in permitting paperwork.
And it also dictates your protections. Because effective governance isn't just about unbridled market expansion, right? It requires guardrails.
Right, the consumer side.
Yeah. While they're facilitating billions in corporate investment, they also operationalize the Consumer Affairs Tribunal, and they managed to resolve 90% of consumer complaints within 90 days.
Oh, wow.
So they're actively protecting everyday citizens while the economy accelerates.
Which really leaves us with a wild kind of provocative thought to chew on.
Right there.
Well, if regional governments become this ruthlessly efficient at acting like venture capitalists, you know, clearing the path for private wealth and incubating futuristic tech, do we risk a future where local municipalities are just competing against each other like rival corporations?
Rather than acting as public servants.
Exactly. Is the future of government less about regulation and more about facilitation? Definitely something for you to ponder until next time.